Hi, and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Relatable. You know, when I was thinking of putting this episode together, I had an idea of what I wanted to share with you, but I couldn't quite put the pieces together, and I really had to sit with it. And I tend to do a lot of reflecting as part of my work. I give myself the space to reflect on things because it's when we're in a state of reflection that we get fresh thinking. It's in a state of reflection that we are most likely to hear wisdom. I often sit in that space and just trust what bubbles up to the surface, trust what shows up for me, trust what makes sense. And as I was sitting there reflecting, I had an idea for what I wanted to talk about. And then it was almost like that idea disappeared very, very, very quickly. And what showed up for me was partly inspired by a really extraordinary call I had today with my Relatable students. I run an online program called Relatable, where I teach people how they can have a great relationship with anyone. And it's very, very different to what's out there. It's not focused on concepts and strategies and men and women and the differences between them and how to communicate effectively. It's not focused on that. It's focused on something else that gives people a lens with which to view themselves and life through. And then once they have that lens, then they look at those things: communication, problem solving, dealing with the reactions, etc. I was on a call with my students this morning, and it was so beautiful what they were sharing, so humbling. And there was a theme to what they were sharing. And that it was that theme that really popped into my mind as I was recording or as I was reflecting today. And what people were saying on the call was that, Fiona, I can't believe how differently I see things now. I can't believe how differently I see my husband. I can't believe how much expectation I had on others. I can't believe how much I wanted things to be a certain way and how that was so made up and what I was throwing into the mix. And then I was living and breathing and reacting to whether those things went my way or not. I can't believe it's like that's just fallen off. It's like I've shed a skin. And what has been underneath that skin has been so profound, so beautiful, so deeply touching. I'm struggling to put it into words. As one of the ladies said, I've fallen in love with myself again. I like myself so much more. I'm present to the people around me. I'm not trying to fix them, manage them. I'm not sharing my ideas on how they should be or things should not should be. I'm just with them. And she said the difference between when you're just with someone versus when you are projecting your ideas, trying to prove yourself, find an opportunity to share your opinion or insert your opinion here just so everybody knows what you think. When that urgency leaves, what's left is a mind or a space that's just completely free of any concepts. And it's a space that has so much love, understanding, and presence. And as some of the students were saying, I did not know I had this space inside me. I did not know it existed. And when I touch that space, I don't need my husband to be a certain way for me to be okay. I don't need my wife to be a certain way for me to be okay. I don't want to change anything. I actually appreciate and love what is. And then from there, everything is infinitely easier. I'm calmer. I'm understanding. I'm compassionate. I'm accepting of myself and everybody. See, it's this space that you want to be able to see and experience and know is there. Because that's a space you can come back to again and again and again and again
And everybody has this space inside of them. Everybody. And the extraordinary thing about it is it doesn't matter who I'm talking to. It can be a young child, an older person. It can be a middle-aged person, a teenager. Doesn't matter what they do for a living. Doesn't matter how much money they have. This is a space that has nothing to do with those things. It's everybody's birthright. And when I created Relatable, I wanted everybody to have an experience of it. I wanted everybody to know that. And then from there, to be able to look through that lens at their relationships, through that lens at themselves, and see what showed up. Because when you touch that space, you touch your soul. And people begin to feel better when they do that. They begin to automatically see life with more understanding. They automatically feel more connected. Something beautiful manifests itself immediately with no efforting on their behalf. They don't need to have learned lots and lots of things about the way relationships work and the do's and the don'ts. It's a space that transcends all of that. And it's a space that can't be learned. It needs to be experienced. Because when you do, you catch yourself when you are coming from your ego, when you're coming from your busy conceptual mind, when you're wanting to control something because you're afraid, when you think you have to prove yourself, when you're coming from fear and you project it onto others. Because that space inside of you is pure consciousness and it's pure love. A love that is free of your conceptual mind, a love that is free of expectation, a love that is free of inserting your opinion, proving yourself, controlling, dominating. It's a love that enables you to just be and to be present and in the now. And, you know, more and more people show up to my practice wanting that more than anything. The interesting thing is it's been there inside you all along. I know, having been in private practice for over 12 years and literally worked with thousands of people all over the world, that when people touch this space, they profoundly change. Profoundly. Their mind slows down. They feel calmer, lighter, freer. They relax. They realize there's nothing to prove, nothing to hide. They don't need to have all the answers. They let all of that go. It's almost like a surrender, right? It's a surrender when you let go of all of your ideas, when you let go of all of it because it no longer makes sense, because it just feels so good. Now, we bounce in and out of this space, right? We do. That's the nature of being human. We bounce in and out of that space all the time. But so many people don't know when they are in that space. They don't even know that they have it. They don't know what it feels like. They haven't experienced it. So they're in their conceptual mind a lot. And in our conceptual mind, we don't do so well in relationships. Because our conceptual mind has a lot of rules about the way things should be or the way things shouldn't be. Our conceptual mind thinks that our opinion needs to be told and inserted everywhere. Our conceptual mind convinces us that we have to prove ourselves, that who we are on our own isn't enough. Our conceptual mind will convince us that love is something we need to learn, not something that we already inherently are. Our conceptual mind will convince us that there is a three-step process to being kind, to being present, to being compassionate, that there's something we're fundamentally missing. But when you touch that space inside you that's free of your conceptual mind, will you touch your soul? Will you get a chance to see your own divinity and that of others? Will you surrender and rest in the now? Something beautiful manifests itself in people and through people. And I have seen this happen with countless people, CEOs of companies, high-performing athletes, celebrities, stay-at-home mums and dads, tradesmen, kids, it doesn't matter. What manifests is available to everybody. We all have that space, and you don't have to be some highly spiritual person or whatever that means to access it. It's your birthright. Young babies know this. They're born having the utmost faith and trust in it. And they return back there again and again and again, which is why they are present and why they look at life with a sense of wonder. So when you touch that space, you don't get caught up in things like, oh, there's too much water under the bridge for us to make it. There's too many things that have been said and done. Those things no longer have the impact. And then from there, you really get a sense of what is actually possible. This is why when people learn this and they understand what it looks like and how to navigate that within themselves, relationships thrive through the roof. People start to see how good it feels to surrender, to embrace that, to live in that feeling. They start to see that nothing compares and they want more of it. And funnily enough, the more you rest there, the easier your relationships become, the easier your life becomes. Presence, warmth, kindness, compassion, understanding, listening, wisdom, clarity, they automatically show up because that is what's there when you touch that space, when you rest in it. As soon as we start to be present to the now, wisdom is right there ready to break through again and again and again and again. And wisdom is the most benevolent, loving force there is. It will always give you a higher perspective. It will always give you fresh thinking. It will always bring you to a deeper connection to everything and everyone. It doesn't matter what personality type you are, how old you are, what's happened in your past, or what your upbringing is. You transcend all of that when you touch that space. And it's much, much easier than you think. And in fact, everything you've ever been looking for is right there. It always has been. The extraordinary thing about wisdom is it's unlimited. It has unlimited potential. It has unlimited power. It has unlimited knowing. You just need to have enough humility to fall into the now, to let go of proving, changing, fixing, overcoming, to let go of the negativity. You just need to have the humility to be able to do that, and it's right there, it's yours. And this is where people see that being great at relationships is not about having the same values or how compatible you are or what's happened in the past. You can transcend all of that. I'm not saying you have to or you should, okay? Please don't hear this that way. But this is what touching that space inside you, getting to know it, understanding it, this is the potential that it gives you. People stop defending their position. They stop judging. And when they do that, they bring a completely different flavor to themselves and everybody else. And the impact is profound. It's profoundly beautiful. And it's available to every human being on the planet. Every time I work with someone, talk with someone, or someone does one of my programs, that's the space I see, that's the space I speak to, because it's your birthright. And it has everything to do with having beautiful, connected, profound relationships. To me, it's the thing that I want everyone to see first before we look at what they think their problems are, what they think needs to be fixed or changed. Because from there, wisdom breaks through. Wisdom leads the way. Wisdom speaks. And it's extraordinarily beautiful and powerful what happens when that comes through for people. I could give you example after example after example of relationships that had broken down, shut down, no hope, where someone has seen this, brought that to the table, and it has touched something deeply in the other person, because you're speaking the language of the soul. And the language of the soul is the same for everybody, because we're more same than we are different. You know, when I was a little girl, I always had a sense that my purpose was to help people reconnect with love, to help people come back home, something like that. I always had this very strong sense. I used to say it out loud to my friends. And then I'll be like, where did that come from? I don't even understand where those words came from. And this was very young. I remember feeling this way in primary school or preschool even. And I never knew what form that would take. But I can tell you right now, what I am seeing when people can touch this space and have a sense of it is so profoundly beautiful. It's hard to find words to describe it. And the impact it has on the people around them, I get teary when I think about it. Marriage is turning around. Siblings speaking and connecting again. Friendships changing. People falling in love with themselves and with life. People forgiving themselves and others. People letting love in instead of pushing it away. People having faith and trust in something bigger than them and bringing that to the people around them. It's profoundly beautiful and deeply, deeply humbling. And I want you to know that that is your birthright, that you have that. You can have access to it anytime. And you probably do more often than you realize. We were never meant to live in our conceptual mind, in our personal mind, our intellectual mind. These are different ways of describing it. We were never meant to live there, but more and more and more people do. And this is why more and more relationships break down. People feel unfulfilled and they struggle, even though maybe for many people, and I have many people that come into my practice who have everything that society and life tells them they should. They're married, they've got money, they've got children, they have a job that they like, they have a home. And they feel disconnected. They don't know what the point of anything is. And this is because they've been living so long in their conceptual mind. They've forgotten what it feels like to fall out of that and sit in that space in between. It's a space of no thought. And I'm not talking about meditation here or yoga, although I know those things are wonderful practices. This is not that. This is you having a deep knowing of who you really are. And then knowing how to navigate that. That is the key to extraordinary relationships and ease and flow in every area of your life and a sense of calm, wisdom, peace of mind, connectedness and presence. And, you know, when I started putting this together, I thought, oh, does this sound too airy-fairy for people? Is this too fluffy? Because I know, right? Some of you listen to my podcast and you want me to tell you what to do. You want me to say, this is how you talk to someone. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. But those are all concepts that come from a conceptual mind, and that's not pointing you in the direction where you can give the insights that are perfectly tailor-made for you. I want you to be able to tune into that because I know that that has far more impact, far more power, and far more knowing than any concept, system, or strategy that I could teach. Because when you tap into that, that is an unlimited supply of knowing that's right at your fingertips wherever you go, no matter what. An unlimited supply of fresh thinking, fresh ideas. And I want every single person to know that this is their birthright and this is what's possible for them. And the results when people see this, truly, I get emotional even thinking about it, are more powerful and profound than anything I can imagine. If you want to know more about what I'm talking about, or you'd like to do my program Relatable, where I teach this and we spend lots of time on our group calls and in the Facebook community, which is thriving and is such a beautifully supportive community. There are people there who have made friends all over the world, connected with each other, and found themselves having the types of conversations they never dreamed of, because now they have this understanding. You can go to my website, fionalukis.com.au/relatable, and check it out. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, the best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukis.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.